Let's go to Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy. Dr. Austin Brown on the hotline. You must be popular these days.
Yeah, if only it was for all the right reasons. How are you doing this morning, Greg? Yeah, we're certainly busy.
Yeah, of course, everybody wants to know about the vaccine, and maybe that that's going to be the big question, I guess, Austin. Until we get the vaccine into all the pharmacies where people can just drop by and get a shot, I don't know how soon or how long that's going to take.
Yeah, and I wish I had a better answer for you, because our partners are still telling us the same thing in terms of it from the wholesalers on the pharmacy side, exactly when we will get them. Now, that being said, doesn't mean that we have not been out there doing our best. We have been collaborating with the Jackson and Lenawee Health Departments, helping them run their clinics, and they have been allocating vaccine to our pharmacy teams, and then we have been going to different residential care homes that may have gotten skipped. We also did a large clinic at the Napoleon Fire Station last Thursday, and there's talks about getting another one of those going. So working with the community and the other people that have had access to vaccine, our pharmacy teams have actually been able to vaccinate over 700 people so far, and we're on track to vaccinate over 1,000 by the end of this month.
That's good, but it's not probably not near enough, right?
Not even close to what we need to do.
Yeah,
we're just scratching the surface, and we're getting more comfortable with the idea. One of the things that was really, really beneficial for this collaboration with the health departments is understanding how a clinic like of this size will function efficiently. And so a lot of what we've been able to learn, we've been able to take back to our pharmacies, and we know when we do get those vaccines into the pharmacies, we will not have to do so much of that guesswork. Our clinics will be efficient. We will know what the expectations are, from setting up the appointments to the documentation efforts that need to be done on our end. Looking at the billing intricacies, which are unique to the pharmacy space. So it's been a wonderful learning experience. It's been great to get shots in arms regardless, but we do understand there is plenty more work to be done.
Yeah. Now, to my knowledge, the shots are all free, but the providers, do they get compensated by the government? Is that how that works?
Yeah, that's correct. So a patient will not pay out of pocket for the vaccine. And
right.
Even if you do not have insurance, nobody will or should be, for that matter, charging you to receive a COVID shot. They are coming from the federal government, and the bill was footed by them for that. That being said, the pharmacies are able to bill what's called an administration fee for the vaccine. So we're able to bill your insurance on behalf of you for providing that vaccine for you. So that's why when you do go to a pharmacy site to receive a vaccine, you will be asked for your insurance information if that pharmacy does not have it already. But fear not, nobody should be charging you for a COVID shot. That'll be on the house, courtesy Uncle Sam.
Now, I guess what we're seeing, the number of people like accepting the vaccine, is especially for the more elderly patients, is quite high, isn't it?
In regards to if they want to get the vaccine, in elderly and more high risk populations, there's a great demand for the vaccine, and we're happy about that, because
yeah,
these are the people that really should be getting it. That being said, though, there is still a lot of vaccine hesitancy out there. So one of the things, especially from a pharmacy standpoint, is really patient education, providing sound knowledge, answering those questions. And there are, few places better than in a pharmacy speaking with a pharmacist to get that type of information. We do vaccines all year round. They've become the bread and butter of what we do in our pharmacies. So if you're really looking for good, solid information or have questions about is this shot right for you, talking with your pharmacist is an excellent resource.
Yeah, why do you figure, people think it hasn't been tested enough? Is that the main issue, or is there another issue?
The testing period is there, and a lot of that is just there's a lot of misinformation and a lack of understanding about how vaccines and drug products come to market. The amount of phases that have to be gone through at the clinical and research development process in the United States especially is it's a very scrutinous process.
Yeah.
So a lot of what people were saying was, well, how did this one come to market so quickly when other products take so much time? And it's a great question. It's a fair question. What was different with the vaccine processes is there were no phases of the development that were skipped. However, there were phases that were allowed to carry on simultaneously, and that was one of the big differences compared to developing the COVID vaccine compared to others, is that we were working on phase one of the trial process and phase two of the trial process. They were running in congruency with each other a lot of times. And so the fear is that, well, it came to market so fast, they had to cut a corner. What corner did they cut? In truth, there really was no corners that were cut, especially regarding the safety protocols. They were just done a little bit differently to get that vaccine to market quicker for our population.
So at Brown's, you're doing a research project. Can you tell the listeners about that?
Yeah, this really fell into our lap right around the same time that the pandemic was spinning up. And it actually ended up being a really nice opportunity for us that's going along with everything regarding to COVID as well. So what we're doing at the pharmacy is, you know, COVID testing has been a big hot button item as well. And what we were able to get into is we were looking at COVID along with other respiratory diseases in patients that might be at risk for that. So if it's somebody that has asthma or other breathing issues, or anybody over the age of 65 is eligible to participate, mm-hmm. What we're helping a company that creates phone apps and products like that develop to look and see if you wear a smart watch, are we able to target respiratory diseases based on heart rates and respiratory rates that are picked up by the smart watch and a smartphone, and are we able to notify that person before they really get sick that they need to go get tested at a pharmacy? So if the watch, for example, picks up that your heart rate or your respiratory rate is increasing more, you know, above normal levels, which is what we might see in certain beginnings of some respiratory illnesses, your phone will say, hey, something's not quite right here. We recommend you go get a point of care test at the pharmacy. And then we are able to check that patient, do a nasal and or a throat swab, and check for a myriad of different respiratory illnesses, and then get out in front of that illness before it really, really makes somebody sick. So it's a research project to see, can we use technology as a tool for preventative medicine and get people care before they become very ill? And that's been exciting. We get a chance to play with, the people that get involved in the study get a chance to play with a smartphone, and you get an Apple Watch to wear, and you play around with that. So we're excited about it, and we're encouraging people that want to learn more to call the pharmacy and see how you might be able to get enrolled in that study.
Interesting. It's like a warning light that comes on in your car.
Correct. Yep. Your phone and your watch has said, hey, something's not right, and why don't we get out in front of this before it gets really bad? Why don't you head to the pharmacy and get checked out and see if there's something we can do for you? Which is a lot of ways that we can prevent severe illness in a healthcare system that's looking for any way to help mitigate cost. Preventative medicine is generally going to be a much cheaper avenue versus somebody getting admitted to a hospital, and everybody's winning at that point.
Austin Brown, Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy. If you have a question, Certainly, they can call you, Austin. You'll be happy to talk to them.
Yes, yes, sir. 517-750-2180.
Thanks, Austin.
Thanks, Greg. Always a pleasure.
Take care. Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy, Robinson Road.